Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And a happy new year to all. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of January 1st and 2nd, 2022. Wow, another year and I've made it. That is absolutely amazing. People, I tell you this. I'm about 130 years old. My feet hit the hardwood in the morning. My eyes open. It is indeed a good day. We have a really jammed show today, but live in the studio with us, joining us, and who knows how long this is going to last. Full disclosure, we're in on a Monday, okay, the 25th, 26th, 27th, because the studio, the station will be closed the rest of the week. Production will be here, but we have to get it done early. Live in the studio, guest talking it up is Jerry Vessels, owner, manager, CEO, head man of the upcoming Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. It's going to be January 8th and 9th next week and at the Wildwood Convention Center. Jerry, thanks for joining us live in the studio. Go, man.
Good morning, Tommy P.
Jerry, good to have you. Again, listen, it's been a scrim. We have, hopefully, fingers crossed, toes crossed, we have a very special guest who will be appearing at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo next week. Hopefully that's a little later on the line. But, Joe, we're up against a hard break, and I want to get talking about the Expo. First year, great. Second year, great. Was it the third year that was canceled with COVID?
Fourth
year, and then again?
Yes.
Fourth and fifth knockout. Sixth is the magic one. This is going to be incredible. Space is sold out. You're sticking exhibitors in the hallways, Jerry?
Yes, we're pumped. I think everybody is really excited about it. It's going to be the first show in almost 2 years in the state of New Jersey. I'm losing it, Tom. We're ready to go. Like,
let me tell you, this man's jacked. I mean, like almost like roid enthusiasm. Ah!
Okay, man, to pump you up.
Grab that cup, grab that rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin ready. Oh, by the way. South Zone, Coastal Zone, waterfowl season's still on. Remember, in the Coastal Zone, Canada goose, the limit is two, not one. We have light goose and snow goose season is still going on. Small game season is still going on. Assorted permit, shotgun, and muzzleloader season is still going on. Winter bow kicks off today, as a matter of fact. So we'll have something on that next week. Winter bow hunting in the Pines. Yes, South Jersey. Bill Brown will be here talking about using either the longbow, the recurve, or the crossbow on deer that have been pressured since, September? Okay, grab that cup, grab that red. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio live with Jerry Vessels in the studio. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Winter has finally arrived and we are celebrating another remarkable milestone. Hi, Tom McAllister from McAllister the Service Company. December 21st is the first day of winter and we are celebrating our 146th year in business. The legacy and commitment of honesty, integrity, and excellence that my great-grandfather started over 145 years ago continues today. For award-winning quality and dependability, talk to the experts at McAllister about your heating and air conditioning needs. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of discounts and rebates offered by the state and the utilities. And on a warmer note, after New Year's, there are only 11 Saturdays until spring. Talk to the experts at McAllister, 609-927-4122, or at mcservice.com for all your heating and air conditioning needs. At McAllister, we cannot control the weather, but we can control your comfort.
At Ocean First Bank, our first thought is you. We put you first in all we do. Community banking for a century. We treat you like your family. Whatever you need, whatever your dream, let's make it a reality. Ocean First Bank, putting you first.
Today and every day, our goal is to make your banking easy and convenient. That's why we offer top-rated digital banking services that fit the bill, from opening and managing your accounts online to paying bills and depositing checks right from your phone.
Whatever you need, whatever your dream, let's make it a reality. Ocean First Bank, putting you first.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray.
deserves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Live in the studio is Jerry Vessels. We're talking the upcoming Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. 35,000 square feet at the Wildwood Convention Center, Jerry, next Saturday and Sunday. I'll tell you, I have to ask you this. You're a very tenacious guy. But two years after getting like whack, whack, to come back again, you're like the Rocky, getting up and doing it again. What made you say, I'm going to give it one more shot? Go, man.
Because you have to, Tom. I mean, what are we supposed to do? You take a punch, you take two punches, you get back up and you keep going. That's what we're all here for. That's how I've always lived my life. We're not out of the fight until the bell rings, and I didn't hear any bell.
Here. Now, the exhibitors, Jerry, you had some drop out, more came on. The tenor out there, the enthusiasm, your space is sold out. Is it these guys cranked or what?
Everybody I've spoken to on the vendor side of it is very, very excited. Everybody wants to get back to things that we all know and love. Everything is comfortable with it. There may be some modifications, you know, because of our current situation, we'll call it. But it doesn't mean that we have changed in what we do, what we love, what we enjoy, what our passions are. And that's the important thing, to get back to doing what we know and what we love.
Well, Jerry, I have to ask you this. Again, it has to be maddening. Like the last 2 years, well, actually last year was that was a croaker, man. That sucked. Waiting for the shoe to drop, be it from the stooge under the Gold Dome in Trenton or the facility itself. You have to be on pins and needles. If not, you're Superman. And believe me, he has the biceps, people. I'm not messing with him. Go. Yeah. Go.
I am, I'm on pins and needles, Tommy. I think everybody is. And it's something, but that was one of the reasons we moved the show also, to capitalize on the fact that we're moving forward. We're becoming normalized with the way things are. It's happening. It's here. We have to live with things the way that they are. Nothing is going back to the year 2019
right.
Is past. We can't go back to it. We have to move forward. I'm messing this segment all up here.
Just go. Talk. We're here, man.
We have to move forward, and in doing so, we have to capitalize on things. The marine industry is totally off the chart. Everything is beyond belief in what's happening there. We moved the show forward to capitalize on the fact that there have been no shows in 2 years. We got the green light. I put the pedal to the metal and said, we're doing this, we're going for it, and let's go.
Well, Jerry, I had probably more than a dozen, but fewer than 50. I'll put it, a lot of phone calls and, you know, texts and whatever. Hey, dude, what about that Wildwood show? Because how serendipitous, just how it turns out with the monochrome, chromium, whatever they call it, the Garden State Outdoor Show, which is going to be held up in Edison, again, a whole different demographic, up there in North Jersey. What's that going to be? The facility's what, Middlesex County, I guess?
Yes.
People that are halfway around, you know, the Northern Ocean County or Monmouth County area, hey, man, let's make a weekend of it and head south. That show's done. It's gone. It's all canceled. You're going to be drawing people that normally would be heading there, so you're going to be doing gangbusters, I think.
I hope so. And one thing for people who have never been to the show, our show and Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo has prided itself on being an intimate show where you come there, you get to meet the people who are not only making the product, selling it, endorsing it. You get to meet the people. You're not just a number in Wildwood.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes a long way. And it's very successful due to that fact. And I pride myself in being a family man and having a family type show. We're very oriented towards customer service and this is right. It's important to me that everybody is not just a number.
Well, listen, this is no BS here. Now, Jerry, the other day we're on the phone, and a guy, I happened to be talking to a who had come in an area I was staying in, a store, a captain. And I'm talking. He says, "Hey, Tom Pastor, listen, I'm on the phone with someone from the Wildwood Expo." His eyes lit up like you stuck his finger in a socket. And he said, "Why?" I said, "Yeah, this is Jerry Vessels." And that was Captain Rick. Shout out to Captain Rick Saloon, Slammer, Tuna Slam Saloon, Striper Slam Saloon, whatever, who was all pumped up. Now, he'll be coming in from North. He was all fired up to go to your show, where he'd normally be going to the one up in Edison. So you're hitting him across, man.
No, and that's fantastic. And that's our goal, is to grow our show, but also maintain the presence of, like I said, that intimacy that Wildwood brings that you're not getting elsewhere.
Listen, it's going to be next Saturday and Sunday. We'll give you the show hours, the cost later. Very beyond reasonable getting in. Jerry, I just have to ask you this, and we'll get to the other topics now. But again, one more time, when you sat there and Jerry's family is very, by the way, where are the three girls? He has the most beautiful daughters. That's why your company, Three Girls Skirts.
Three Girls Skirts.
Not here. Where are the kids?
That's why it's so quiet.
But when you sat down and, like you said, keep swinging, I have to ask you this personally and professionally, did it come down to basically a flip of the coin, or were you balls to the wall, let's go? The missus is involved. Now, the missus is like the even keel here in the deal. So
it was actually not even a question we were doing.
Okay.
Like, it was happening. This is something that I started. We had a show in Wildwood that ended in 2007. We had no shows here for 11 years, 10 years. And it was something that I kind of built from the ground up, and I didn't want to see it go out on someone else's terms.
And Jerry, one thing, too, that we noticed the last show we were there, and we were there Saturday and part of Sunday morning, a lot of Pensy plates in that parking lot, bro.
Yes.
What? 45, an hour ride, hour and 5 minute ride,
And 20.
They were not the way Denise Marie drives. Oh, you didn't hear me say that. But so you're drawing from PA as well.
Yes, we have a big contingency from PA, and a lot of that is because we're in a seasonal town, and now with everybody, the new buildings and codes, everybody has heat in the winter, so it's not that big of a deal to make a weekend. Plus, again, with all the Airbnbs and you can come down for the weekend. The weather's going to be great. It's a nice little weekend getaway you can do for a couple of bucks.
Yeah, Jerry, you have the hotels and motels, and you have some great restaurants that are open during the winter. Listen, it's a full winter Jersey Shore weekend. Hey, man, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. We're here with Jerry Vessels. Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo next Saturday and Sunday. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio up against the break, man. Got to pay those bills. Be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Trust Jenkins Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Homeowners, no need to call the drain guy, the heater guy, or the plumbing guy. Call Jenkins. One call does it all. Jenkins technicians are trained to do it all, so you only have to call one number, 609-641-6262. Jenkins & Sons has been on the job since 1949. For new heating and air installation, service and maintenance, ductless air conditioning systems, water heaters, boilers, oil service, plumbing, and drain cleaning services, one call does it all. Call 609-641-6262 or visit JenkinsAndSons.com. That's 609-641-6262 or JenkinsAndSons.com.
Jenkins Plumbing and Heating.
We're always here for you.
Jenkins Plumbing and Heating.
We're always here for you.
Jenkins Plumbing and Heating.
We're always here for you.
Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hey there, South Jersey. I'm Larry Styler, founder of East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows. Your home projects can't always wait for the weather to get warmer. Here at East Coast, we work hard year-round to make sure you and your family are safe and secure from the inclement weather the winter has in store. Don't worry about our team. We have long johns and we'll wear them. So don't suffer this winter. Call East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows today for a free consultation at 609-625-1900. That's 609-625-1900. You can also visit our website for more information about what we have to offer at eastcoastroofing.com. With over 40 years serving the South Jersey community, you can trust us with your family and home.
East Coast Roofing and Siding. Trust us with your family and home.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Happy New Year weekend, January 1st and 2nd. Join us live in the studio. Jerry Vessels, although our next guest coming up a little later on, it's going to be me, it's going to be Captain Dave. I think that for this that segment, Jerry, you're going to have to change your name to Jerry Vessellini. Or maybe Jerry Vessellini. Oh, yeah. We're talking the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo next Saturday and Sunday. Shout out to the fishermen here. Great edition, the January edition. Super. Shout out to Hutch. Good job there, Hutch man. In the news briefs, and this, Jerry, this is so apropos for the show. Registrations outpacing boat supply. You are going to have several boat dealers at the show, Jerry. Now, deal is hot. Get it now. Float the boat. Go, man. What do you got?
Yes, we're jumping in January, so we'll be boating by June, Tommy. That is the thought process on it. And I got to give my friend Shannon some credit for that. She came up with that. I won't say. We may have been having some cocktails at a party, but either way, that's her saying.
Honesty rules here at Rack and Fin. Go,
hey. But yeah, we're gonna have seven different boat manufacturers from five different local dealers. Everything that's going to be on location is going to be available for sale. Plus, they'll be taking orders.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're moving forward with what we have, and it's going to be pretty good, Tommy. We're gonna have Tidewater there. We're gonna have Aqua Sports Center consoles, Sun Chaser, and Starcraft. Key West Mercury outboards.
Nice.
Finn Seeker and Misty Harbor pontoon boats going to be represented well. Everything is moving forward.
Well, Jerry, from the boat dealers I've spoken with, again, they see what's happening. So there's incentives coming out. Are there not? I mean, maybe if not creative financing, extended service plans on the outboards. Suzuki's always a main player. Is anything Suzuki going to be there?
Suzuki's going to be there. We're going to have Suzuki display.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be available for sale. Plus, Suzuki is giving a 5-year warranty.
There you go.
And as far as any other specials or deals go, it's really based on the dealer themselves, which is going to be local dealer boat show specials, which you always see the sign, boat show special. That's going to be happening. As far as manufacturer rebates and everything, that is up in the air because...
Yeah. It is what it is.
And that's all I can say about that, and I...
Well, Jared, one thing, too, about buying locally, okay, even if you have to go 30 miles up the parkway, down the parkway, across it, whatever, they stand by the product. Service rules in the small dealers, or they wouldn't be. These guys have been here for decades.
Correct.
They're there for a reason. Service rules.
And that is exactly why when I'm selecting the dealers, I don't just go out abroad and try to find everybody who's going to fill a spot. I go out.
That can come around and bite you in the ass.
Exactly.
Oh, I've seen that happen.
It's like I said, it's important to me that this is who I am, and this is what I represent and what I expect in not a vendor. It's an extension of me. And if I wouldn't have somebody on here or that is going to hose somebody just to fill a booth space.
Right. Now, Jerry, I understand there's going to be some tackle dealers there. Again, this is a fishing and boating show. You're not saying no stick pants. Wait, no stick pants, right? They're
no
not going to be. Okay. And the fudge
up. Might be a window guy, but no stick pants.
This is pure fishing and boating and accessories. It melds together. There you go. You got a fine mesh going. Again, choosing the vendors you approach based on history, based on what you see them sell, how long they've been in the area. What's the dealio?
Going at exactly what you're saying there, we're a crossover event between fishing and boating. We have all the fishing supplies that you're going to need, boating accessories, everything to get your 2022 season up and running without a hitch. Boats are going to be available, outboards, even Rodan trolling motors, which they're kind of like cheating. But
Whoa. Rodan.
We have authorized Rodan dealer.
You're right. They changed the game, man.
But you still have to
make the fish bite.
Correct.
You can be right. You still got to make them bite.
You got to make them bite. And with that, we've got some of the finest tackle dealers, bait and tackle shops represented. Jim's in Cape May is legendary. Yep. You know, so Bob does a great job. Everybody is again, like, selected. And I look at these people. We got Don Canyon from New Jersey himself representing, hometown guy.
Yeah.
Again, fantastic. Don put his faith in me, and it's gone a long way.
You're talking to Canyon Reels?
Yes.
Stop our Canyon Reels, Denise. We said she loves you. One spinning reel I bought a couple years ago, she banged a drum. The captain said, what's that? Spinning. You sure? And I don't even know if he's still alive. The Ant-Man, Denise was a nurse navigator at the time, oncology, and helped this gentleman get through a hard time. And he built her a rod, Jerry. I swear you can drag up a tugboat off the bottom. Match with Don's reel, the Canyon reel. Kicked ass. So listen, just picking that reel up at the show, she said, look at that. I said, babe, try it. And she felt, and he's been doing something. Now, Don, with the low profile bass reels, gold, I don't know if that's going to work. I wonder if he's still going to have that there. I said, how much is that? I said, let me go rob a Wawa. But again, hometown, Jersey, this is it right here. Everything's here.
Yes, and we've got everything from inshore, offshore, back bay, crabbing supplies, even lure making supplies, because, again, we weren't allowed outside and doing things. You came up with new hobbies, so that exploded on the market as well. We have you covered from A to Z. Even my friends, they're coming down, FDNY firefighter and his wife come down, they make candles. And they're going to be on scene. So everything is going to be home decor to canyon fishing. We got you covered all under one roof.
Joe, I want to get to the seminars in the next segment. Listeners, we're coming up against another break here. Joe, this time is flying. This is killing me. I need 3 hours! I wonder if anyone heard that down the hallway. This is crazy. Sorry. Okay. Oh, man. I guess I'll be getting my notice.
Yeah.
In my little mail slot. But, Jerry, too, the boating end of it, and their little table is always crowded. People want to know, will the Coast Guard be there? Because there's laws all over the place. And Coast Guard, people either love them or hate them. Will they be there represented?
Yes. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla 83 out of Wildwood will be there. They're going to be doing a safety seminar. They'll have your boat checklist there. They'll be able to set up your boat inspection, which is
perfect.
Is great to have. I always do it. I'm very safety conscious on the water. I always have my kids with me. And when I see the Coast Guard, sometimes I'll actually go out of my way to flag them down, mm-hmm. get my kids comfortable with the interactions. And it's just a great thing to have them available, and they do a wonderful job.
Well, Jerry, what I meant by that, some people love them, some people have loved and hated, whatever. It just seems they pick the damnedest times to come up to your boat and inspect your drifter, your overall good wreck for fluke or seabat. Hey, man, and they come, but that's the game.
Hey, it's okay. I got boarded this summer. We were trolling. I had 8 lines out, and he came up alongside, and I was like, can you wait? And no one got tangled. No one got hurt. He was very, very happy that I had a raft and an E-perb.
Perfect. Yeah, so then, again, that's it. It's all about the safety. Well, Jerry, now, again, back to the law enforcement end of things. I understand the Division of Fish and Wildlife may or may not be there, predicated on, you know, what's going on with the COVID thing. But, again, that's another thing, people, you have to realize. They are there to serve us, to make your experience outdoors on the water safe and pleasurable for all.
Correct.
Now, with the Coast Guard, when you go back, they're going to be offering what again?
They're going to be having safety seminars, and then right. You can also sign up for a pre-season inspection on your boat where they'll go through your flares, make sure your radio is working properly, you know, your PFDs and everything else, fire extinguisher. They'll go through the checklist with you, and at that point, I'm not 100% certain on this, you'll get a little attaboy from them, a little letter, and then if you get boarded throughout the season, you can just show them this letter and say, hey, I had my check.
And there we go.
Put a sticker on your boat, and you're good to go. Your season is going to be, in Latin, uninterruptedus.
And, Jared, listen, to me, what's the price of entry for the expo?
It's $7 to get in. 12 and under is free.
Listen, the $7. You have a boat. That's worth it right there. The re-inspection. Okay, man, grab that cup, grab that rim. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, Jerry Vessels, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Talking seminars next. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
News, I'm Chris DeMeo. 2022 was greeted by partygoers across America. Confetti and cheers spread across Times Square as the New Year's Eve tradition returned to a city beleaguered by a global pandemic. The city limited the number of people Friday to about 15,000 in-person spectators. A new year and a new mayor for New York City.
And I will faithfully
discharge the duties
of the office
of the mayor of the city of New York.
Of the mayor of the city of New York.
According to the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Mayor Eric Adams minutes after the ball dropped in New York's Times Square. The New Year's Day Rose Parade in Pasadena, California is set to go on despite the virus surge, which forced the cancellation of the 2021 parade. America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. It'll be damp overnight with some rain, drizzle, and patchy dense fog, low 49. New Year's Day, mild with periods of rain, the steadiest expected during the afternoon and evening, high 59. Cloudy late Saturday night, low 54. Warm on Sunday with some rain early, becoming breezy in the afternoon with another shower, high 62, then much colder Sunday night. I'm AccuWeather's Kurt Bavinsky on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Back inside, Rat and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Happy New Year weekend! January 1st and 2nd, joining us live in the studio, Jerry Vessels, promoter, owner, chief man, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo next week, January 8th and 9th, at 35,000 square feet of boating, and fishing and accessory space at the Wildwood Convention Center. Again, shout out, first of all, to Chris Coleman, engineer producer extraordinaire, for lining this up, because I just start to hit buttons, people, all hell breaks loose. After 18 years, Jerry, this still happens. Now, Jerry, real fast with the seminars, you have a good slate coming up. Now you're covering what, offshore, inshore? What's the dealio?
We have inshore, offshore with Captain Cody from Jersey Nuts. We have the Coast Guard doing safety seminars. TGT Tackle is going to be doing inshore striper fish. Of course, striper fishing's all inshore. Wink, wink. But they will be doing a striper fishing seminar. And also, of course, we're going to have Chunk and Tuna. What a pretty famous guy.
We have a very famous guy. I'd say beyond. Very's it's like a pussy word to me. It's extremely experienced and cool guy. I think his name is Captain Dave Marciano. From Wicked Tuna is on the line right now, who will be appearing at the expo. Captain Dave Quesadich, thanks for joining us, man. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate that.
Always, you're coming down to Jersey. You're coming down to South Jersey. Captain Dave, you're coming down to Cape May. New Jersey Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. This, Jerry, this is a grand slam. Is this guy the cat's ass or what?
Oh, he's the guy. He, look, like I said, this, you got to move forward. Captain Dave took some punches. His boat sunk, everything else. Guess what? Captain Dave got back on a horse and did what he does. It's the same thing we're doing. We're not being stopped.
Captain Dave. Let's get to the Wicked Tuna, because that is fascinating to me. Again, there's, what, 7, 8 captains, whatever, the whole production. I have to ask you, did someone from, I guess, Nat Geo call you and said, hey, Davey, yo, we want to have a tuna fishing show. You interested? How did Wicked Tuna come about?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly quite like that, but look, what I heard is the executive producer did some work on the movie Perfect Storm, right?
Right.
So we became familiar with Gloucester as being a very scenic location. You know, that's how people on that side of the camera look at things, right? It's a very beautiful town to film in. They heard about us catching these fish that were worth money, and now they were in town for 10 days, interviewing other boats and captains. I had no idea any of it was going on. And on the ninth day, they contacted me. They gave me the rundown. You know, hey, we got an idea for a show. We've interviewed, you know, a bunch of other captains and crews, and we got some B-roll footage of the fish being caught. Uh-huh. They said, one thing we noticed was your name came up a lot in the other boats. And they said,
there you go.
In our business, if people talk about you, you may want to be somebody we want to interview. Now, I make no claims to be the biggest or the baddest, but look, I've been a commercial fisherman for 30 plus years up here. I've had some really spectacular years,
uh-huh,
along with some really spectacular, you know, disastrous ones as well. You know, and
we've all had
four
that.
Or five different boats, uh-huh, in that time, right? And look, the first words out of my mouth is there a check involved? And, yeah, right? I'm
Jason
a commercial
Deeks,
fisherman, right?
Dave, that's it.
Right? And look, they said, yeah, we'll give you $400 to come down and do a 45-minute video interview and tell us your story. You know, in my life, sometimes $400 is a week's pay, right?
Sure.
So they were offering that to come down and do an interview, right? I said, I'll be down first thing in the morning. And not in a million years did I think that interview would lead to, you know, me doing appearances at show like Wildwood,
uh-huh,
and talking with you on the phone, you know, after just revving up this summer. We filmed season 11, which will begin airing in early 2022, probably
That's
February
remarkable.
Or March.
Well, I heard
not
Marciano,
a million years.
I heard Marciano say, wait to season 11. Is this it? Is this it, Captain Dave?
Yeah, season 11 is going to be a great year, of course. Ton of fun, as always, with all the original boats, you know. And, you know, I guess I can say we had a spectacular year. We all got a bunch of fish. And right now they're taking that whole storyline back to L.A., and they'll dice that up into a competitive season that you'll see on TV.
Wow.
That's awesome. And, Dave, I think you really resonate with the crowd that we bring to Wildwood because of your blue-collar work ethic, and you're not the flashiest, you're not the fastest, you're not the everything. But, and again, the other side of things that I really, really, really like about you is you have your family on board. You're constantly fishing with your son Joe, your nephew Jay, your daughter, and that to me, like, resonates with what the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo is all about as well, and why people can relate to you on such a personal level.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. That does seem to be, you know, very popular with comments I get from myself. You know, people say that to me a lot. And I've always been very fortunate to have that aspect. You know, so it's been a really, I guess, wild experience for, you know, not only myself, but the kids. And it's definitely been, you know, an opportunity of a lifetime for us all. You know, it certainly has. It's been a great thing for us.
Okay,
you know,
let me interrupt you for a second, because time is at a premium here. But what I found fascinating, the story about you and your son, Joe, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was, Something about a 1,200-pound tuna on a jig with a pollock for bait and a fish was worth 10 grand. Relive that experience for us, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a great one. Now, that was before filming, right? And Joe, at the time, was still a little kid. He was still in school, and Jay was working with me. And it was one of the few days my son Joe came out, you know, on the weekends. And, you know, we were marking a fish up in the chum for hours, and we couldn't get him to bite. We couldn't get him to take a bait. And my son finally jigged up one little live pollock, a little turd pollock. and we put that on the hook, and we all ran back inside to watch the machine because, you know, the way we do things, you can see the bait. You know, and you can see the fish come right up to the bait. And, you know, we watched him come right up to the bait. The rod pulled it over. And, you know, at the time, Joe was, I think he was 10 or 11. We still had to flip a fish toad over it upside down so he could stand on it and, you know, fight the fish and reach the reel the way we do it with the rod and the holder. And, you know, that fish wound up being you know, a 1,200 pounder, which is the biggest fish of my life to this day, as well as my son's. So, like, that's a story we'll both remember forever. We got the biggest fish of our lives together. And Jay, that's also awesome. My nephew, you know, regardless of what the fish was worth, you know, that was just a neat experience we'll both remember forever.
Forever. Well, Captain Dave, Jerry has a couple of questions to ask, but one thing, again, what Jerry mentioned about the family aspect, the blue-collar aspect, I understand you're involved with charities as well, such as Lend a Helping Hand. I mean, that's with your schedule and obligations and whatever, that you find time to do this is fascinating to me.
Well, I mean, look, I'm a big believer in karma, right? It's been a great opportunity in my lifetime, so I often am happy to look for and find, you know, things like that where I can give back a little what's been freely given to me.
That's a great philosophy.
That is awesome, and that actually, paying that forward, I don't know, Dave, I've Facebook friends with him. I sent him a message in June, I guess it was, and in June, we had no idea where this was going or how things were going to play out because of the world we live in today. And kept in touch a little bit, and I asked him to come down and do the show, and without hesitation, we made it happen. And I this is just talking about the person you see, I believe, on TV is right. the person you're getting
the
in Captain
deal.
Marciano. Right, correct.
Rhythm.
And I am grateful for even, like I said, the opportunity to talk to Dave and his sister has been fantastic.
Well, Dave, you're going to be giving a seminar or two, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll give a little seminar. I like to, you know, babble a little bit. Guys don't want to hear me too much. And then, you know, I'm big on, you know, let people ask you a few questions, just like you guys have. People seem to enjoy that, but you know, I'll roll with the punches, go with the flow, and you know, we'll see what people want to see and hear.
Joining us online is Captain Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna. He is going to be at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo next Saturday and Sunday. Right, Jerry? The 8th and
yes.
9th?
Yes, 8th and 9th.
Okay, Jerry, before I have to ask Captain Dave one parting question, but if you have anything.
No, I'm extremely excited. Like, Captain Dave's going to be doing, although the fishery is slightly different, like they have giant bluefin tuna, which are worth tens of thousands of dollars that we've all seen and envy. He's going to be doing a chunking seminar, which we've got the big yellowfin bite down here that I think is still going on in certain areas, which is kind of crazy. And we're getting some bigger bluefin this time of year that we normally don't see either. So it's going to be very informative, not only to get to talk to Dave about the show and everything else, but he's got 30 years of experience catching a lot of big fish.
Captain Dave, you started fishing from high school, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even before that. I mean, I just took to the water when I was a kid. You know, my dad sold insurance for a living. He didn't even know how to bait a hook, right? But, you know, literally, that's the truth. I had one uncle who took me fishing when I was a kid on the weekend. That was my Uncle Joe. Now, unfortunately, he passed away from leukemia when I was like 8 or 9. Mm. And that, to me, as a kid, was very devastating. It was my first experience with death, obviously. But it was that uncle who took me fishing. And, you know, but he planted the seed, right? And that's why when my son was born, I named him Joseph David after that one uncle that took me fishing.
That's awesome.
Well, Captain Marciano.
You know, it's just stuff that I couldn't get away from.
Sure.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, now it's the big family joke with myself, and I have three sisters, and you know, my sister Christine will be there with us at the event. But, you know, I was the last one who had thought, you know, who thought would fishing would bring the family name recognition, right?
Well, yeah, but Captain,
you know,
Dave,
what I mean?
Captain,
so,
I'm not pumping you.
So it's
you.
An interesting spin.
I'm not pumping you here, but listen to me, dude. One, you've been called a stud by certain females I know that watch the show. He's a stud. But two, Dave, your personality, what I hear there, but your personality, you're down to earthness. And Dave, you make it real. Dave, I've been in this industry as long as you have, on the promotion side, advertising side, PR side. Know them all. And there's some great guys in the TV end of things. And you get the chest thumpers, Marciano, who piss me off. You know what I mean? But I'll get some emails. I don't care. Dave, you keep it real, Marciano. You keep it where you can relate to people, they can relate to you. And that's so refreshing.
Well, thank you. Look, I just, you know, I don't worry about others. I worry about myself. And I think it's, you know, those local guys that I've been having coffee with for, you know, 20 plus years or 30 years at the coffee shop in the morning here at 5 a.m. You know, those are the boys. They see me getting a little too big for my britches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are my boys, right? They're the first ones to remind me. You know what I mean? And, yeah. And I think we need that. We all need that, right?
Need that.
Absolutely.
Well, Captain Dave,
keep me right size. And hey, I will mention this weekend when if folks come down, if they bring the kids down, you know, I'll have cards to sign, autographed cards to sign for the kids, and people will be welcome to take a picture with me or anything like that. So, you know, folks should be sure to come down and bring the kids.
Hey, Captain Dave, is the rumor true that your son Joe is coming as well?
Yes, he's going to attend.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was unplanned, but he's got nothing going on. You know, last year and years past, sometimes he goes to Florida. But this year he's going to be around up here in New England, so he's going to come along with us. So, well, it'll be myself, my son will be there, Joe, who you know from the show, my wife Nancy, and my sister Christine. So,
it'll be an
interesting event to have the whole gang there like that.
Oh, absolutely. On the line, Captain.
I do a lot of these where it's just me, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
Marciano, Wicked Tuna. Captain Dave, the hard merchandise, is that the dealio?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the hard merchandise, you know, we filmed season 11 with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in real life, my son runs the hard merchandise. That's basically the kid's boat, and I run the Falcon. And if people visit our website, angelicafisheries.com, they can see all the details about that. But for filming, they like to pile on one boat. And, you know, it's Captain Dave fishing with his kids. That's always been my storyline, so I accept that. And, you know, I'm happy to get the contract. So, you know, I do what they want. Let's face it.
As they sign the check, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, you know. Again, if they give me a contract with the check they're going to give me these days, if they want me to stand on my head in a rowboat and get the tuna, I'll do that. Right?
Vintage Marciano.
But still, though, you know what I mean? We jump on the hard merch and we film the season. But you do get the kids do get an opportunity this year to shine. And they shine
big
way. And that's about all I can say about that. They certainly make all those other peddlers look bad.
Marciano, just great answer.
That's great.
Captain Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna, before I let you go, the most pressing problem in Tom P. Rack and Fin Radio's parallel universe. Are you ready, Captain Dave? Are you ready?
What?
Is it sauce or gravy?
Oh, boy.
He pocks the car.
This is one of those awkward moments where I can probably say nothing at all, but I'm going to go with what my grandma Ann always called it, and it's not.
There you go. Captain Dave Marciano.
Coming from Irish and German descent, I agree with you, Cap.
Okay. All right. Captain Dave, you came down from a 10 to a 9.5, but that's all right in my book. Captain Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna, we will see you next Saturday, Sunday, Wildwood Expo, Wildwood Convention Center. Looking forward to it, Cap. You take care, be safe, travel safe, and we'll see you there. And get ready to rock and roll with Rack and Fin Radio and Jerry V.
Very good. We'll see you all then. Be sure to come down.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, Cap.
Happy New Year.
You as well. Thank you.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Now more than ever, you deserve more for today, tomorrow, and every moment that lies ahead. At AmeriHealth New Jersey, we're committed to giving you the health plan you deserve. That means more choice, more convenience with free virtual doctor visits 24/7, and more well-being programs designed for whole person health. Choose one of the largest networks of doctors and hospitals in the state. Choose AmeriHealth New Jersey, the only plan you need. Enroll today at AmeriHealthNJ.com.
Addiction takes hold when and where you least expect it.
You may not see solutions, but there are.
Medications that can support recovery helped us get our lives back on track.
And they can help you too.
Ask your doctor about medication that can support your recovery.
Or call 844-REACH-NJ. I did.
I did.
I did.
And you can too. Call 844-REACH-NJ to learn about medication that can support your recovery.
A message from the New Jersey Department of Human Services.
Want to hear how I almost got off the naughty list this year? I helped Santa save gazillions by having him download Capital One Shopping to his computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. You can download it too and save a bundle. You don't even need a Capital One card, and it's free. So why didn't I get off the naughty list? Turns out Santa's a stickler for naughty words. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Hey, neighbors, when your claims get hard to file, State Farm's got to switch it up style. Great rates save you cash, so if you come join us, you'll get your coins up. Oh, now you know you can save that dough. And you're covered on your ride. For great service on the low, then call up State Farm. It's time to switch it up.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of January 1st and 2nd. That was Captain Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna.
And he says it's sauce.
All right, we'll go with that. Joyce is Jerry Vessels from the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Next week, the 8th and 9th at the Wildwood Convention Center. 35,000 square feet of boats, fishing tackle, all accessories. Great stuff. $7 to get in, Jer. Go into the last minute stuff before we sign off. Go, bro.
All right, I'm holding my breath for this. It's going to be quick. $7 to get in. It's a good price, and we're moving forward with it. It's 2022, which is hard to say.
Interruption.
Will there be food available?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes, food and beverage. They'll have the Wildwood Convention Center does a great job. They have a full concession stand, and we're going to have a full bar.
Okay.
So we'll be prepared. But getting into a couple of last-minute details here, we've got dealers representing Tidewater, Suzuki, Rodan, Trolling Motors, Aqua Sports Center Consoles, Sun Chaser, Starcraft, Key West, Mercury Outboards, Finseeker, Missy Harbor Pontoons.
Got it covered, man.
I do. And we're going to have the newest electronics from Martech Electronics is going to be there. Seato, Towboat, with all your show specials. Renew or get your new membership. If you don't have it, you'll be sorry.
And Jared, one of the things too, listen, from the vendors end, the retailers end, these shows are where you get great deals on tackle.
Correct.
They're moving out inventory. Maybe last year's inventory. So what? A bucktail's a bucktail's, a rod's a rod. You'll get some great deals. And I'll tell you, Jared, it's a win-win all around. The timing is impeccable because there's a lot of Christmas cash out there.
Yes, and it's time. We have bought enough gifts for everybody else right now. It's time to spoil yourself.
What was that boat thing you were saying? With the, what was it?
Exactly. Jump in January, be boating by June.
And Jerry, that is it. Listen, we'll see you next week on Rock and Fin. Oh, one more. What do we got, Jay?
One more thing. How could we forget this? Sponsored by Cape Harbor Marine. Once again, the Yeti 65 giveaway will be in full effect.
Whoa. Time. I'm the last one to notice. What's this about?
Where have you been the last 5 years, Tom?
We don't want to know that.
But it's a big part of our show, and Cape Harbor, once again, is graciously donating a Yeti 65, color yet to be determined. We've had yellow, that's blue, and money, teal, man, in the past. Mm-hmm. And we give it away at the end of the show. You fill out a card, put it in the big roller bin thing. We spin it around. We do it all live on video, so there's no discrepancies. And winner need not be present, but someone's going to walk away with a beautiful Yeti cooler at the end of the show as well.
Jerry, back to the basics. Is parking free? Are they going to get whacked for parking?
No, you may have to pay for parking. It's a state facility. And,
there you go, yeah.
And generally the parking, there's plenty of off-street parking for the facility itself. But in the surrounding community, there's plenty of free parking. You just have to walk a block or two.
And it's easy to get to. Jared, the facility is spotless. It's fantastic.
It's a wonderful place located right on the boardwalk. Easy access, huge parking lots. You come in Route 47 into town. You go to the end where you see the beach. You make a left. You see the building. Right, you're right there. The backdrop is the beach and the Atlantic Ocean. You can't ask for anything better.
Jared, to me, with the Coast Guard dealio, with that, and the seminars, $7. You can't beat it. What are the hours?
The hours are Saturday, January 8th, are from 9 to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, it's 9 to 2 p.m.
Listeners, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, January 8th and 9th. Fingers crossed, we're taping this on a Monday pre-recording because of studio scheduling. If anything like that.
And I almost forgot, we also have our swag bag giveaway, too, so... You're going to have a nice little reusable tote.
You're pulling us out of the sky.
Listen, man, I do economy sport fishing on my boat where everything has some kind of value. So, again, you get a chance to – you're getting free seminars all day. You get to meet Captain Dave, safety seminars, all the wonderful tackle, boats, outboards, the Rodans, Game Changers, absolutely. Hell, I'm giving away so much stuff, I forget, but I lost my place.
And, Jared, before you go, a minute or two, sorry, Chris Coleman, we're way long on this. What about the three-girl skirts? Your squid skirt bucktails kick fluke ass, man. I'll add sea bass on that one, people, trust me. How's this business going?
It's doing very, very well, and I've taken a little step back from it where I deal more on the bulk side of things,
right. But
it does very, very well, and... I couldn't be happier. It's easier. It's passion, or not easier, but it is easier because I'm passionate about it, and it's something I enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's something I love. This year, we got over a 10-pound fluke on my boat with one of the – it wasn't me, of course, but
it
counted
either.
On the boat. I was the captain, so as they say, the captain puts you on the meat, and
that's it.
It's exciting.
Well, this is next week, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, Wildwood Convention Center, January 8th and 9th.
FishingExpoWildwood.com.
Go one more time.
FishingExpoWildwood.com for more information.
I was just going to ask you that. You're killing me.
We'll
see you next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Rack and Fin Radio, Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Come meet Captain Dave Marciano. Dave! Quesadich. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.